The Unsigned Planet.
Hi, this is JB, and you're listening to The Unsigned Planet. We have a great show coming up for you today. All the bands on this podcast are going to be playing our live show on the 3rd of April at the Norwich Marquee. It's £3 to get in, and all money will be going towards the British Red Cross Japan appeal, so be sure to come down and check it out.
The Unsigned Planet.
The first band to take the stage at the Unsigned Planet live show is a band called Fear the Unknown. They take their influences from Avenged Sevenfold, Funeral for a Friend, Trivium, all the way down to Real Big Fish. If you're a fan of metal, then make sure you're down at Norwich Marquee around 7:30 when these guys take the stage. This is Fear the Unknown and their song Two Fairies and Why They Are Evil.
Yeah.
That last song was recorded on an 8-track DIY by the band, and to be honest, I think it sounds pretty good considering. They've got some awesome guitar licks in there, and I think you guys definitely need to come check these guys out if you're a fan of metal. I definitely can't wait to see these guys take the stage, especially kicking off the gig. It's going to be absolutely mental.
The Unsigned Planet.
The next band I'm going to introduce to you are a band called High Hopes. You see their name popping up a lot in Norwich at the moment, so I'm so pleased that they've come along to our gig on the 3rd of April to play second for us. They're going to be on stage about 8:30, I would imagine. They're a pop-punk genre. They take their influences from local bands like Def Havana, who you see on Scuzz TV and Kerrang TV a lot these days, as well as bands such as Paramore, Fall Out Boy, All Time Low. If you're a pop-punk fan, then this band are definitely your new favourite band from Norwich. Be sure to check these guys out. This is High Hopes and their song, Oh Mary Jane. Was the awesome High Hopes and their song Oh Mary Jane. Now, for whatever reason, if you can't make it down to the Marquee on the 3rd of April, these guys are playing some other shows. They're playing the B2 on the 20th of April, and they're also playing Norwich Waterfront on the 28th of May, which is going to be awesome. I'm not jealous at all. Well, maybe I am. I've been playing in bands for 9 years and not once graced the Waterfront stage, so these guys are like probably about 10 years younger than me. But yet, they're doing it, and respect to them. They definitely deserve it. So be sure to go check these guys out. If you can't make it on the 3rd of April, 20th of April at the B2 in Norwich, and 28th of May at Norwich Waterfront.
The Unsigned Planet.
If you're fans of the pop-punk genre and you would have gone to a few pop-punk gigs in Norwich, then you probably would have seen a major motion picture. They are Northampton's finest pop-punk export, but they are gracing our city once again, and they're going to be playing this charity gig. So be sure to come down and check out a major motion picture. They're on 3rd, they're going to be on about 9-ish, I would imagine. So if you're a fan of pop-punk and you want to get involved, or you've seen a major motion picture in Norwich before, then be sure to come and say hi to these guys. They're great guys. They've got a little bit of a lineup change just recently, I believe, and I think they've got an album coming out. They're on tour, you know, everything's going off in a major motion picture camp at the moment. So come and get an update from the band themselves at the Norwich Marquee on the 3rd of April. Hold your breath, you're down on your knees, 'cause you've made your bed. Get up this town, 'cause there's nothing left there. Hold your breath, you're down on your knees, 'cause you've made your bed. Get up this town, 'cause there's nothing left there.
We know where you live
in this town.
We know where you live
in this town. Take one foot off the brake, 'cause the other one's in your grave. You'll never make it out alive. We're going straight to hell. We're doing something wrong. These are the best days of our lives.
These are the best days of our lives.
We're going straight to hell. We're doing something wrong. These are the best days of our lives. Ain't nobody like a bitch's party.
Ain't nobody like a bitch's party.
I can break your bones with bad words. So I guess one more won't hurt. I suppose you'll have to find your own way.
Oh.
One foot off the break, 'cause the other one's in your grave. You'll never make it out alive.
Here's our time to thrive.
We're going straight to hell. We're doing something wrong. These are the best days of our lives.
These are the best days of our lives.
We're going straight to hell. We're doing something wrong. These are the best days of our lives. That was a major motion picture. They have an April tour, like we said, Friday the 1st of April, kicking off in Nottingham. They're obviously visiting us on the 3rd of April, Norwich Marquee, and they continue right through to Sunday the 10th of April at Milton Keynes. They've got a couple of gigs on the same day there, so be sure to head over to a major motion picture Facebook or MySpace and get some regular updates on these guys.
The Unsigned Planet.
Our headliner band are a band called Fistful of Lies. They're a post-hardcore band from Norwich. They formed in August 2010, and ever since then they've been making inroads into the Norwich music scene and further afield. I was fortunate to meet these guys a couple of weeks ago, and this is how we got on.
The Unsigned Planet.
It's JB here with Norwich-based band Fistful of Lies. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good, great.
Thanks for coming out today. This will be the first time we've introduced you to the Unsigned Planet listeners. So can you tell us a bit about Fistful of Lies and what you guys do in the band?
Well, we're a Norwich four-piece, play kind of post-hardcore, hardcore punk rocky stuff.
So what's your name? What do you play?
I'm Sam. I play guitar and do like a bit of vocals.
I'm Ben. I play guitar and sing.
And I'm Ash, I drum and do a bit of back and screaming.
Cool. So we're missing a member today, aren't we?
Yeah,
where's
Dickie.
He disappeared to?
He's tied up with other engagements, apparently.
Yeah. But,
Alright, okay, cool. So, I recognise a few of your faces from other bands, the Lucky Last, the name one. You guys have played Norwich for a few years, like I say, in other projects. What made you start this project? Musical differences? I don't want to touch too much on previous history of other bands, maybe, or just generally what you want to play now. I know in bands I've played in, my musical tastes have changed over the few years, so how come you guys have started this project?
I think it was just the direction those bands were going. That the music that we were playing in them and things like that, it just wasn't what we wanted to play anymore. We all just got chatting and realised that we wanted to go in a different direction, so we decided to form this band instead.
Oh, no,
so
that's cool. No, that's fair dues, isn't it? I mean, I don't know if you want to answer this question as a band or as individuals, but what have been your influences in the music scene since you've been young, really?
I don't know, I guess first time I saw like hardcore bands like Gallows and stuff kind of sparked my interest in proper
music. Definitely. Oh, yeah.
I suppose. I think it's handy though, because we all seem to take influences from different bands and different backgrounds. I mean, I myself, like, I was obsessed, well, still am obsessed with Avenged Sevenfold, which is nothing like this genre.
Yeah, but so you kind of evolve it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we've collaborated different styles and things like that. I mean, I know that these boys, yeah, they're starting already. I know that these boys, like the Beastie Boys and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I love Beastie Boys.
Yeah, but that kind of brings a blend of what your band is today, you know, influences from other bands makes your sound, doesn't it? So obviously people will be hearing you for the first time here on the Unsigned Planet, so I think you've probably already described, to be honest, your sound and what you guys do. But if people are coming out to see you, what should they expect?
I guess a very energetic live show, quite impassioned vocals, songs about stuff that hopefully they can relate to,
so people can get involved in the live performance, because you kind of find some bands don't really have that kind of connection with their people seeing
them
for the
first time.
That's
one thing that we try and bring every time, every live show, we just balls to the wall, isn't it?
Yeah,
we really
like
just
it likes
go
our
for
last,
it.
Really, because if you don't do that, then why would people bother coming to see you?
Barriers aren't cool.
Barriers suck. Like, if there's one there, just jump in the crowd, to be honest. It's much fun.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing that maybe on the 3rd of April, although there isn't
you
a barrier.
See that on the 3rd of April.
This is kind of maybe an odd question, but the Norwich music scene, has it helped or hindered your band's development over the years?
I wouldn't say it's hindered us, but it hasn't helped in any way at all.
Yeah, I think
it's just so stagnant, like, and it has been for so long. It's a shame, yet so few good bands coming out of here.
One of the kind of things people do say about Norwich is a city you travel to it, you don't necessarily pass through it, so
you don't
get them random people who just stop off at a bar and watch a random band, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
You kind of see the same faces every week. What have been your highlights and lowlights of your musical life so far? I think I saw on your Facebook a few weeks ago, Baker, your bass player, fallen over his amp, was it? gig. I imagine that's
that
his...
That was one of the highlights.
It's your highlights, but his lowlight maybe. So do you guys have any highlights as a band or as individuals? Or?
Well, the show we played the other week in Norwich on the 5th of March, I think it was, that was just phenomenal. The amount of people that came down and just went for it was, and it was in a quaint little pub, so it wasn't the kind of place that you'd expect.
Yeah,
to have a post-hardcore band or anything like that.
Mosh bits and stuff is just brilliant.
But no, that went down really well. It's nice being able to look out and credit their friends and stuff, but being able to see people sing our songs back to us is just awesome. It really is.
I mean, this goes on to kind of, you guys have done a mini tour recently. You went out in February and you went down to Reading, was it, in Leeds and all those kind of places. Did you kind of have that rapport with the fans there? I mean, I know you're hitting a new city and they probably haven't kind of seen you guys before, but how do they take to you?
To be honest, in Reading it was a flop because it just wasn't properly promoted and we played the next to nobody. But then with each show we kind of gathered a bit of momentum, there's more people there, and when we played in Leeds
and the live show as well,
we kind of got into it. But when we played in Leeds, we played to a room full of people who looked like they'd probably been to classic rock. and by the end of it they were all loving it, so
converted.
I mean, it's nice to see people kind of be not sure and then like you at the end. You feel like you've done your job, I suppose.
One thing I always say is, if you're playing in front of 10 people, if one person likes your band, then you know that's a bonus away with you, isn't it? Especially if you're an unsigned artist in the music scene. You guys have been on tour. What is the one thing you can't live without being on tour with? I mean, personally for me, it's toothpaste. It always makes me feel 10 times better in the morning. I don't know about you guys. Maybe drink just to get you back on it again.
It's a tough one, to be honest. For me, it's between cigarettes and energy drinks. It's a fatal combination.
Yeah, I know someone.
I don't smoke, so it's just energy drinks.
You guys are playing the 3rd of April gig for us at the Marquee. it's a charity event which we're going to be donating the money to the Japanese charity supporting the quake which has just happened there. In one sentence, how would you describe Fistful of Lies and why should people come out and check you guys out, check your Facebook out, check your MySpace out, just get involved in your project which is Fistful of Lies?
Because it's going to be like a party at Charlie Sheen's house.
Brilliant. I can tell you've been working on that one. Okay then, guys. 2011, what have you guys got planned? Albums, tours, EPs, what's next on the agenda?
A lot of things planned at the moment. We're going to demo a few of our songs before we put them onto an EP to make sure that they're exactly how we want them.
Hopefully we're looking to release an EP and have merch and all that other stuff done, kind of start of summer, sort of May, June time.
Awesome. So do we expect like a little release for the fans to hear maybe, to give some opinions on, or is it just going to be you guys kind of
I'm
working?
I'm tempted, but we'll have to see.
I guess the trouble is that we've only ever heard most of our songs live, so we need to get them down to hear what they sound like, see if they're going to work, but then get them down properly and release it.
We're coming to the end of the interview now. I'm going to have a quick quiz for you guys. We're going to give you two options. You're going to tell us which ones you prefer. Okay, you ready?
Let's go for it.
Men or women?
Men.
Is that a band decision or an individual?
No choice.
Yeah. Lager or cider?
Lager. Definitely.
Cat or dog?
Dog.
Yeah, yep. Cool. I'm glad you said that with a dog running around your feet at the moment. Facebook or MySpace? I know a lot of people that we speak to are maybe not so much hitting the MySpace so much and now going with the Facebook.
Facebook now that MySpace is rubbish.
Yeah.
MySpace better is definitely not.
Awesome. East or West? I mean, personally, I think that's an easy question. East, but I don't know if you guys are from the West Country or...
No, unless it's the Middle East.
Yeah. I'm not really there at the minute. Brilliant. And Chinese or Indian? And that's food related, not women related.
Indian.
No, I'll say Chinese.
Shut up.
See, I don't really care, to be honest, both.
Split decision. Thanks for joining us today on the Unsigned Planet. We're now going to play your song, OK to Run. Would you do the honours and introduce it for us?
Okay, this is Fistful of Lies with OK to Run.
That was Fistful of Lies and OK to Run. If you go over to our friend Google and search Fistful of Lies, you'll find their MySpace and Facebook. Now, 3rd of April is not too far away now, it's a week away. It's £3 to get in. Bands are going to kick off about 7:30. If you can come down and check us out, give a bit of money to charity, we'd really appreciate it. If not, and you can't make it out to the 3rd of April, our good friends at the ICM have set up a compilation CD which says Volume 1, Volume 2. It's called Punk for Japan. If you go over to www.punkforjapan.com, and the 4 is actually the number 4, you'll find Volume 1 and Volume 2 on there of some of the bands that have featured on the Unsigned Planet, as well as some of the bands that have played like ICM shows and just bands who have donated their tracks to help the cause. So if you can't make it out to the 3rd of April, then head over to once again www.punkforjapan.com and donate some money on there. Now, the Unsigned Planet, unfortunately, are going to have probably a month's break now due to technical reasons, but we will be back, so don't worry. And we can't wait to introduce to you some new bands. Remember, the Unsigned Planet, more than mainstream.
The Unsigned Planet.